municipality of Polinago, the castle of Brandola, and the ancient hamlets of Gombola and Talbignano. Continuing our historical itinerary in the footsteps of the Montecuccoli family, we come to Polinago, which lies in the Rosenna Valley. In earlier times, there were Etruscan, Celtic, and Roman settlements here. But it was during the Middle Ages that the territory came to prominence, when the Da Gomola and Montecuccoli families governed central Frignano. It is interesting to visit the neighbouring hamlets of Talbignano, Brandola, and Gombola, where ancient castles and wooded hills evoke historical events and ancient legends. The first record we have of Brandola is a reference to the Beata Vergine Church, dating from the year 1001. The castle was also built in the 11th century, becoming an important stronghold in the Da Gomola defensive system. Though of Lombard origin, the Da Gomolas had sworn allegiance to the commune of Modena. In the 13th century, Brandola became a centre of Ghibelline resistance against the Guelphs. In 1265, the Grasolfi, Ghibellines from Modena, barricaded themselves inside the castle and withstood a three-day siege by Guelph troops. In 1268, during another violent battle, the Ghibellines were forced to surrender to the Guelphs, who had dug two tunnels beneath the tower to make it collapse, and in the end destroyed the fortress. Immediately rebuilt, the castle of Brandola played a fundamental role in the rebellion against Marquis Azzo d'Este, sheltering some rebels who eventually founded the Republic of Modena in 1306. This was followed by years of intense conflict, first against the Commune of Modena, and later against Passerino Bonaccolsi, the new lord of the city. During the 1300s, Brandola passed to the Montecuccoli, who kept possession until 1408, when the fiefdom was granted to the Pio family of Carpi. It is now possible to visit the castle. Access is via a lane that rises through ancient chestnut woodland before entering the walled village through an arched gateway. The layout of the castle, as we see it today, mirrors that of the original structure. This is evident in the perfect squaring off of the foundation stones, a technique widespread in the Middle Ages. Inside the walls, we find the Podesteria building, the former residence of the Podestà, a 17th century bell tower, which may originally have been one of the castle towers, and the church, now deconsecrated. The church most likely stands on the site of the former keep and the parts of the castle destroyed in the battles of 1268. A feature of the Brandola area is a sulphurous spring discovered in 1448 and easily reached from the castle via an enchanting pathway. For centuries, the local population believed this spring to have miraculous powers, so much so that they marketed the water in bottles. Both the Este and Montecuccoli made good use of it. There is a treatise dating from 1763 entitled Of the Water of Brandola, dissertation by Domenico Vandelli, dedicated to His Serene Highness Francesco III, Duke of Modena, Reggio, and Mirandola. It extols the properties of the mineral waters of Brandola, supported by tests and chemical analyses, and prescribes ways of taking them, as recommended by the eminent physicians of the day. A few hundred meters from Brandola, near Pont'Ercole, is the so-called Ponte d'Ercole, Hercules Bridge, a monolithic formation 33 meters in length, where erosion has formed a striking arch over the narrow Lavacchiello stream. This unusual geological formation is also known as the Ponte del Diavolo, the Devil's Bridge. An ancient legend, handed down in local dialect, recounts that the devil, distracted by a group of witches who used to dance in the wood during the night, abandoned the bridge there. He had been going to exchange it for the soul of a local farmer, who needed it to reach his vegetable plots. Other places of interest, just a few kilometres from Polinago, are the hamlets of Talbignano, with its 17th century Palazzo Cesis, and Gombola. Gombola is built on the ruins of a powerful fortress that was destroyed by a landslide in 1569. It has an ancient mill with grindstones still in perfect working order.